Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm going to talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We're revealing right now Senate Bill 232, domestic partnerships. But on the break, somebody called me and said, wow, you guys are just, you're dealing with sick stuff today. And he brought up bestiality. He wanted to know who the five senators were that did not vote. 34 yeas, zero nays, basically claiming that bestiality is a crime. He told me that there was something in the news over a week ago about some really strange activities that were happening in our broadcast area with regard to people doing strange things, unnatural things that they felt like doing that gave them particular happiness and gratification. But here these guys have the audacity to write a bill making bestiality a crime. And the five senators that didn't vote, now I'm trying to get this... What I'm trying to do is I figure out what the meaning of the little codes are under the vote word. It said the letters EX for three of the senators, and then two of the senators just had a spot where it didn't indicate that they voted. May have been that they may not have been there. I'm not really sure. Or they were excluded. I don't know what EX means, but it said that Gelber Richter and Villalobos was, or Villalobo, were... X. I don't know whether that means they were excluded or they excluded themselves, or I don't know what EX is. If somebody knows, they can give us a call at 888-850-1872. And Alexander and Bullard just have no indication of voting. So I don't know what the status is. I don't know if they weren't there that day, what was going on. But that's the five senators with regarding bestiality. Now we're going to go to the Senate Bill 232, which is a bill about domestic partners. I didn't have a chance. I've actually got Marvin versus Marvin, which is a very famous case in the 1970s about palimony. And I meant to do some research there, and I just, the hours got away from me as much research as I did going into the show. It's kind of a heady, difficult discussion. Let's see what this says. And here's the point. I posed a question to myself. I said to myself, self, what's the point of the legislation? Is it for those insecure in their partnership, quote-unquote partnership, to gain access to the power of the sword to pressure their unnatural partner to comply with wishes, with their wishes? I mean, this is sick, but let's just say one of them, and I always heard this term, if one boy offends the other boy, they call him a female dog. And they go, I'll tell their friends and say, oh, that such and such, you know, they did the following thing. Well, in the old days, that's all you can do. But maybe there will be more power of a sword to make them pay, you know, for their misbehaviors. That's kind of speaking in code, but I think you know what I'm saying. Let's see what this bill says. Legislative findings. The legislature finds that. They're trying to say that. So far, the legislature hasn't found it. But I'm telling you, folks, this is moving up the chain of command here without much... anybody paying attention. It says there are important personal, emotional, and economically committed relationships going on in this state. Well, duh. You don't have to have a statute that gives you permission to have an important personal, emotional, and economically committed relationship. There's all kinds of things you can do. Under the common law, I have a natural power of attorney for my wife. In fact, what I do, I don't let my wife sign any contracts. You chauvinist. No, guess what? She signs a contract. Guess what? She gets called into court. Right now, man, my wife is my ward. So I exercise the authority of the common law place I have as her husband and protector. Does she know the law? Does she have the ability to talk about these things on this level? She's got other things going that I don't have the ability to talk about. She fulfills her role. I fulfill mine. We have a part. It's totally created by God. It works really beautifully. But so I have natural, you know, powers of attorney. You could give somebody power of attorney. And if you don't trust them, what are you doing in this important personal, emotional, and economically committed relationship? Okay? You give somebody a power of attorney, they can come visit you in the hospital. They're going to have to make those decisions. To make those, you know, to take those actions. These individuals live, serve, participate in the community, often rear children, or care for family members. Well, that's okay. These familial relationships, often referred to as domestic partnerships. See, this is weird. There's no definition, really, of domestic partnership. Let me go to this definition thing real quick. I push my little button here. I go to definition. When I asked before, where does this definition, what is the definition of domestic partnership? Here it says, this is the definition in the statute. Let's see. Oh, I thought I had it here. But basically all it does, and I thought I had it, I got this PDF file that I tried to put a little bookmark to, and it bookmarked me to the wrong page. Here it goes. Domestic partnership means a civil contract entered into between two individuals who are 18 years of age or older and otherwise capable of which at least one of whom is a resident of the state. Okay, now the problem is, folks, did you hear that definition? It's a contract between two people. So when you make a contract with somebody, you have a common light, natural right to contract. You can make a contract with anybody on the planet. That's a definite domestic partner. I think this is my, okay, if you ask me what a domestic partnership would be, it's somebody who is engaged in an unnatural relationship that goes contrary to the Bible, contrary to the law of the land as we've known it up to now, and is unnatural, and they're having they want to have sort of like a Marvin versus Marvin, Lee Marvin and his girlfriend, whatever relationship. They want to have a financial relationship and to have the power of the courts to intervene in their situation. That is literally an illicit relationship. It's based on illicit activity that is actually a crime against the Creator and a crime against nature. That's what I think. And I'm not afraid of these people, but that's my perspective. And you're saying, what are you doing saying this horrible hate speech on the radio? No, it's reality, folks. We can't succumb to the pandemic of dementia. What if some of these people have a meaningful relationship with their animals that have privacy rights? See, that's what's coming. That's what somebody said. Some PhD in England says that animals have privacy rights. And just like Roe versus Wade hinged on privacy rights. Well, I feel like murdering the person inside my womb. And that's our relationship that you can't interfere with. What if somebody says, well, you're interfering with my rights between my pedigree doggy. You know what I mean? It's sick. It's sick. It's warped. It's depraved. You're trying to say, well, you're supposed to love everybody. No, I am. If I hated you, I wouldn't tell you this. Because if I kept it a secret and you didn't know that one thing, you're not going to procreate. You're not going to have the blessing of having a child that would honor their mother and father as their Social Security retirement welfare benefit plan that was designed by the Creator. I mean, you won't benefit from that. And ultimately, it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. It's going to be a very uncomfortable situation for those who are described biblically as a homosexual or a catamite, would be a pedophile, or things like that. If I didn't love you, I'd keep that a secret and go, well, hey, it's all going to fall on their head. No, it reaps destruction. Sow of the flesh reap destruction. Sow of the spirit reap everlasting life. And it very well may be that you have some natural inclination to be gratified a certain way. But you know what? There's something called self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there are no laws. Those are not wrongs. Those are rights. And it takes sometimes a divine intervention in our very life that our life is transformed and we're set free from some of these natural destructive inclinations. And for a Christian, that would be through the relationship we have with Jesus Christ. We are not good enough to take the punishment for our own sin and pay for it. But there is one who is righteous and is worthy of taking the punishment and paying for our sin. And if we would receive Jesus, make him Lord of our life, we appropriate that for our own lives. In fact, he said that he would come abide with us. He would be living in us. And we would be bearing fruit of that in our very lives. That means if we have a propensity prior to that relationship to do things that are totally unnatural, with whether it be with a chihuahua or somebody else who happens to be of the same gender, so to speak, that we have a mechanism that will enable us to be free from that and to live that life which is right, will ultimately bless us here on this planet as well as eternally. Let's get back to the statute. So we talked about the statute. Now let's talk about it constitutionally. Let's go to this thing here where I want to see where it says here. It says the state has a strong interest in making sure everybody's happy, sort of things and stuff like that. Historically, legal recognition of marriage by the state is a source of numerous rights, benefits, responsibilities available to families. You silly goose, a family comes from mother and father and posterity. That is from the very inalienable design of nature. That is really the family. What's happening in this pandemic of dementia, we've lost that. We don't get it. We're trying to redefine family because we don't really have one. We're trying to make something out of nothing instead of just accepting our status with relationship to the world around us. It says the statute of marriage in this state is limited by Article 1. Now, this is the constitutional perspective of the state constitution to the union of one man and one woman, and the legislature does not seek to alter the definition of marriage in any way. The legislature also finds, however, that recognition of domestic partnerships can provide an alternative mechanism. Well, you silly goose, you've just undermined, here we have the definition of marriage, a union of one man, as a constitutional fundamental law precept that's set in stone. This is the law of the land. We're saying, well, what we'd like to do is, notwithstanding the law of the land and notwithstanding the law of nature, what we'd like to do is create an alternative mechanism in civil law that will be an instrument that will compel people to treat us like those other people who are conforming to the laws of nature. Now, this sounds pretty extreme. This is kind of harsh to some people. But, of course, I've got my fairness doctrine called 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. These are hard sayings. These are to people who are involved in this lifestyle and have a certain kind of chemical reaction to certain gratifications. They're greatly offended by this. And they probably fear people like me. Christian extremist phobia. And actually, I have no intention of taking anything away from anybody. People can have whatever relationship they want to have with people. And I'm telling you what, under the if you go to the law of Blackstone that the founding fathers understand, as long as it's in your privacy of your home, the civil government has no jurisdiction there. You're accountable to God on Judgment Day. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you that. But if you bring it out to the street, we have to have laws that say, hey, guys, don't do the following behaviors. And if you do so, it will be a crime and you're going to go to jail. But really, there are only jurisdictions when you bring that outside your door, so it's offending and demeaning and demoralizing the society around you. That's when these statutes can take effect. Nobody should be kicking in your door. You're accountable ultimately to God. Okay, this is a hot topic. It's Commercial Talk Radio, David Allen Carmichael. We're going to continue to play with this as we come back here after the break. Number here, 888-850-1872.